The letter M. Maharloka, subtle mental world, the fourth loka in Sanskrit. Mahatattva, the first and most subtle part of the mind. It is the decision-making part of the mind. After messages are received by the citta, then recognized by the ahamtattva part of the mind, decisions will be made as to how to react to the message by this part. The decision which will be made most of the time will be influenced by the state of spiritual progress of the person, from what chakra the propensity or reaction comes. The universal mahatattva is the decision-making part of the universal mind. Mahatma, great soul. Mahdi, Mehdi, the one the Muslims are waiting for, as Christians are waiting for Christ. Maitreya, Mehdi, the one Buddhists are waiting for, as Christians are waiting for Christ. Male, the divine logic. Man, used interchangeably as Adam and the higher nature. The male part that was separated from the original dual-natured Adam. However, it has also been used interchangeably with the same meaning as Adam. Also, it has been used to symbolize the higher nature, divine logic, of the human in general. When this divine logic is directed toward the mundane, it becomes worldly logic. Man God, perfect master, Satguru, same as Satguru. Manipura, the third chakra in Sanskrit. Manomaya Kosha, mind, the kosha corresponding to the third chakra. Mantra, the empowered words used to invoke the latent spiritual forces. As it is explained in the books, The Base and The Essence, the first expression of awareness appeared in the universe at the time when the balance between the three forces in the universe was disturbed. Then the operative powers of the three gunas were released, which was the word. This word is the creative power in the universe and created the first sound vibration. Sound cannot be without vibration. So through this word, with different frequencies, many different things were created in the universe. In reality, all things are nothing but vibrations at different frequencies. For example, two objects with similar frequencies can stimulate each other even if only one of them is put in motion. That is, if there are two objects with the same frequency range close to each other, and we vibrate one of them, the other one will be vibrated without any need of external stimulation. This law is also true in the spiritual sphere, which consists of ethereal factors. If the vibrational frequency of different levels of spiritual states are known, that level of spirit can be vibrated, awakened, with the sounds of the same frequency, and that state of consciousness can be realized and mastered. Mantras are the words which are used for this purpose. Their power is their ability to stimulate and awaken different levels of spirit and bring understanding of that level to the soul. Also, the effect of music follows the same principle. That is why, according to the level of spiritual advancement, different people like different kinds of music. Also, each type of music affects people differently. Therefore, listening to spiritual music is recommended, and any music which is crudifying and agitating to the mind should be avoided. However, in higher consciousness, a person can no longer enjoy earthly music because his music is in heaven, which is superior to earthly music. Mark, greed. Greed is the mark of those who are in their lower natures. Mark of the beast. The Revelation chapter 13. And are the followers of Maya and their desires and are attached to this external world. Masjid, mosque, Islamic equivalent to a temple, synagogue, church, etc. Maya, the illusion of separation from God, which results in the excessive and unnecessary attraction to the external world. This universe was made to be utilized for spiritual progress. When this view is forgotten and things start to be used in unnatural ways for the satisfaction of the lower nature, the same becomes Maya, illusion. For he who follows the Dharma of everything, there is no Maya. Meditation, the process of directing attention from going outward to going inward. In Sanskrit, the word for meditation is sadhana, which means struggle. So it is a process of struggling to know the self, the relationship of the self with the universe, and overcoming those forces which are in our way toward the goal to become divine. Meditation is not escapism, but an all-out and in struggle to overcome all kinds of evil, tamasic influences. God and self-realization are not for those who want to escape the struggling, but are for those who are soldiers of the Lord. Medhi, Madhi, see Madhi. Messiah, Messias, the Savior, the one who comes to the earth to further human progress toward their goal and their understanding of God. He comes at a time when many have reached higher consciousness and the old teachings lose their validity or have been badly distorted, or when confusion, cloud, has overcome human understanding. Then the Messiah brings the new wine, spiritual wine, nectar of realization. Angel Michael, Rajaguna. The mutative force and the three creative forces of the universe, three gunas. It is the force responsible for actions in the universe, or the part of the universal mind that feels, I do. That is why it is Michael and his angels which fight with the dragon, devil, Maya, in chapter 12 of the Revelation. Middle path, balance. The human is an extremist. For most of them, it is either black or white. But the best way is the middle path, or a balanced path between physical, material, mental, and spiritual needs. Emphasis on any of them without progressing in others is imbalance. However, because to maintain this balance is difficult, humans should strive toward this balance, but at the same time, remember that all things depend upon time, place, and person. According to the time, place, and person, the action can be from ignorance, passion, or knowledge. Therefore, unless that complete balance is achieved, the middle path means to strive for creating the balance between the physical, material, mental, psychological, and spiritual spheres with flexibility to adjust to the situation. Also, it means not to go to extremes. Mind, in general, refers to the three parts of the human mind as citta, tamaguna, ahamtattva, rajaguna, and mahatattva, sattvaguna. Especially it means when man is bound by his desires toward the external world, then he will create a false ego as mind, which makes life miserable. When the mind becomes spiritualized, it becomes buddhi. When it is directed toward God realization, and I am feels it is a part of the I am. Mithra, the sun god of the religion of Zoroastrianism. Mithraism, a branch of the Zoroastrian religion whose followers worship the sun god Mithra, one of the gods of this religion. It was believed Mithra would be born from a virgin who would come at the end time to destroy the dark forces and establish the truth. This branch of Zoroastrianism spread from its original land, Persia, to the west and later on became one of the most prominent religions in the Roman Empire. In fact, the signs of the sun can be seen in the Roman culture in their equipment, clothing, and even their hairstyles. It is believed that if Christianity had not been accepted by the Romans, the religion of the West would have continued to be Mithraism. Christianity replaced this religion. However, many of its beliefs, dogmas, and festivals continue to exist under the newly accepted Christianity and continue even to this day. Moad, the last day of judgment. Moad is one of the three principles of Islam. The other two are Tawhid and Nubuwwat. Moad means there will be a last day in which all will be judged according to their lifetime deeds. Those who have done good will go to heaven, higher consciousness, or pure consciousness, and those who have done evil will go to hell, will stay in ignorance, or the manifested universe. Moon, symbol for woman, mother of the family, or the emotional part of the human. Morning star, sun, the largest star which shines after the morning has started, is the sun. So the morning star is the sun. Its symbolic meaning is the same as for the sun. Muslim, Muslims, the followers of Islam, surrendered or submissive ones. Islam means to be surrendered and submissive to the Lord. Therefore, a Muslim is one who is surrendered or submissive to the will of God. Mother, the divine grace, the Holy Ghost. Mount Zion, a symbol used in the Bible for the hierarchy of the kingdom of heaven. The human organizational structure is shown as a triangle upward, but the organizational structure of the kingdom of God is shown as a mountain or pyramid, which is much more stable than human organization. Mountain, God's governmental structure. The organizational structure and management starts with a president at the top, then two or more vice presidents under the president, and then some departments under each vice president. This goes on until the very bottom of the hierarchy is reached. This structure is shaped as a triangle upward. A mountain also has the same triangular shape, but it is three-dimensional. As the human organization is triangular and unstable, God's organization is solid and stable, like a mountain. Mountain also symbolizes people with great characters and the leaders of society whom others can depend on and trust. Muawiyah, the fifth caliph of Muslims. Prophet Muhammad, the prophet and founder of Islam. Prophet Muhammad was born in Mecca, in Arabia, around 570 to 632 AD. Muladhara, the first chakra in Sanskrit. Muni, the silent ones. Murdering. To murder is different than to kill. When a person is killed, it is done either by accident or because of the circumstance that allowed such a killing, self-defense, by order of the judiciary body, etc. But when premeditated, for selfish reasons, it is murder, and is what is called shedding the blood in the Bible and God's commandments. Mutative force, Rajaguna, same as Rajaguna. Mystical paths, all the mystical paths followed by many different groups, cultures, religions, etc. These paths are referred to as the Far East philosophies in our teachings. See Far East philosophy.